Goal Line listeners, we are back with the latest episode of the Goal Line. Jordan, what's going on, man?
Nothing, but I really liked how you used your manly voice to start us off this week. Goal Line listeners. Way to get us started.
It's the off season, man. I'm trying new stuff, dude. I'm trying on some stuff for size, seeing how it feels, and you know, if it sticks, we'll keep it for the regular season when it really counts. But yeah, it's gonna be a little bit of a fun size episode for you guys this week. We're definitely in one of the few dead periods of the NFL off season. Got a little bit of news to talk about, and then we will be previewing and assessing the Los Angeles Chargers and the New York Football Giants. But Jordan, how you been, man?
Things been good, man. Just busy, getting ready for spring and just working, man. That's really it. You?
Same. Yeah. Coaching the soccer team, took our first L, you know, it's, 16. We're like the 2007 Patriots, man. We were freaking 16-0 and finally took a loss this past week. So still recovering from that, but, it's been a fun season so far. We've got a great bunch of boys and already starting to plan for this football season, this fall, coaching flag football. But yeah, you ready to get into it?
Let's do it. Well, since the last time we recorded, there's been really one big news story. Stephon Diggs was traded from the Buffalo Bills to the Houston Texans. Man, dude, I'm really starting to wonder about Diggs, like, attitude and stuff like that. I mean, granted, the Bills didn't win a Super Bowl or anything, but I mean, dude, the 4 years he was there, they were extremely successful. I don't know, man.
They've been one of the premier teams in the league for sure.
And dude, you got one of the best QBs in the league. Now, I'm not saying he's going to a bad team. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just like, dude, sometimes guys just don't realize how good they got it until it's gone. And I mean, I think he'll do fine in Houston with Stroud, but problem is, dude, Stroud's already got such like a connection with his three guys, with Tank Dell, Nico Collins, and Dalton Schultz. Like, I'm not saying Diggs is not going to add something to that team. He is, but I don't know, man. Sometimes you add somebody like that and it doesn't work out the way you think it is. And I mean, Texans didn't have to give up a whole lot, so it's not like they're out anything if it doesn't work. But I don't know. This one's kind of weird to me.
Yeah, I think you kind of nailed it there at the end. I think it's a low risk, high reward move. I'm with you. If there's a player, Diggs definitely, I think, you know, went down a level, especially towards the end of last season. But if a team is still willing to give up a player like that for the price that they did, that tells me that he's become a real headache and you're just, you know, it's addition by subtraction, getting rid of him. And I don't think Diggs is like the worst dude in the world, but you know, there's guys like that, especially at the wide receiver position, we've seen that they just got a short shelf life at each team. You know, he was with Minnesota for 3 or 4 years, then, you know, the Bills for another stretch, and now he's heading to the Texans, dude. So we'll see how it works out. Texans definitely, I think, won the offseason so far, man. They are loaded up for a run. It's going to be very exciting to see if they can avoid the sophomore slump, both with the quarterback and the head coach. But yeah, if I'm a Texans fan, I'm so psyched for this season to get going.
Yeah, that team, I mean, they were already really good this season, and that was with Tank Dell going down. Like, I can only imagine how good those three receivers are going to be together. And now they got Mixon, so they got a bona fide running back. Like, man, that team's going to be tough to beat. If their defense can take that next step and just be a little bit better next year, I feel like they could represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. I don't think that's like much of a long shot at this point or a stretch to say that. Like, they overachieved last year, but yeah, I think Stroud's only going to get better, man.
I agree. And the thing is, I don't think that they're going to be the best team in the AFC in the 2024 season, but they're in a weak division, dude. If they do have, you know, if they improve and, you know, get even better than they were last season, they could sweep their division, man. And they could end up stacking, you know, 13, 14 wins in the regular season and get that number one seed in that bye, which is more valuable than ever nowadays with only one team getting the bye. That means all they got to do is win two home games and they're in the Super Bowl.
Also, dude, you only got to get, I mean, like you just said, they could stack some wins. You only got to get hot for four games. Like, you just got to be hot at the right time. I mean, I think the Chiefs kind of proved that this year. Like, going into the playoffs, everybody's like, ah, man, this team, they're just like broken down. Like, he has no receivers or anything. And then they just got hot the minute the playoffs started and they couldn't lose. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the Texans do, but I'm excited to watch them next year.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun seeing how they progress, man. Is that all we got for football news? Because I got a couple other sports items that I'm going to throw your way.
Yeah, that's really it for NFL news. I mean, it's like you said, this is kind of the dead period right now. We'll have the draft here in 2 weeks, so we'll have plenty of news coming down the pipe here pretty quick. But yeah, that's really it for NFL.
So you guys know I really just follow NFL, so I'm not even going to try to speak articulately about these next topics, but I do want to tee them up and get Jordan's thoughts, man. So moving to the world of college hoops, what did you think of just the overall women's, March Madness? It seemed like it just had a ton of buzz, man, more than ever this past month.
Yeah, they got really lucky to have – I hate Iowa, just so everyone knows. Like, Nebraska fans do not like Iowa fans and vice versa. But what Caitlin Clark did at Iowa was borderline incredible. That girl's just an incredible hooper. And, and they just kind of caught fire, man. They just got lucky because they put LSU and Iowa in the same region. And just kind of harking back to last season, like, LSU and Iowa – played in the final, and those two teams do not like each other. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark do not like each other at all. So you got that for the Elite Eight, and then Iowa went on to play UConn with, I mean, arguably the second most popular women's college basketball player, and that was a great game. Then you get the final with South Carolina being undefeated. It was interesting, man. It was I kind of felt like there was no question who was going to win the men's Final Four. I felt like it was a foregone conclusion. I watched that UConn team play in person, so I feel like there's a lot more hype surrounding the women's this year because I don't know, man. I think a lot of people thought like me and just kind of thought it was a foregone conclusion that UConn was winning, and they did. They won every game by double digits in the tournament, so there was really no excitement there.
I feel like the women's college basketball has really hit on something that we've lost in men's college basketball over the last 20 years with all the one and dones. Like, you're seeing people coming back year after year and really kind of like building with these teams. And you got some equity by the time it gets to March Madness each season. Like, I remember as a kid, college basketball was, you know, damn near as big as NBA basketball, man. I feel like it's fallen off big time over the last 20, 25 years. But think about when you had, you know, guys like Jamal Mashburn, Christian Laettner, Grant Hill, you know, even Shaq. Like, you felt like you really kind of watched these guys grow up, whereas now most of them are only there with their teams for a flash.
I mean, the Final Four just sold out 90,000 seats for 2 days. So I wouldn't say it's at an all-time low by any means. Like, there's definitely is still a high demand for college basketball. But yeah, I felt like the men's tournament this year, like I said, UConn was just so good. I mean, they were such a complete team. And as much as I fucking hate the guy, Danny Hurley can coach, dude. The dude can coach, and yeah, they're good. But yeah, I was happy to see the women get their due because they definitely deserve it, man. Like, women's college sports is just, I mean, college sports in general, man, it's just pure. Like, granted, the NIL money has kind of changed it a little bit, and obviously the transfer portal and stuff like that. But it's just, I don't know, man, it's just sports in its purest form. Like, you're just out there for love of the game a lot of times. And a lot of times that's the last time people ever wear a basketball, football, whatever uniform. So, yeah, I love college sports.
The other big thing from the world of college sports is Bronny James has entered the transfer portal, but also declared for the NBA drafts. You know, this is probably the most famous college basketball player ever without doing, you know, really, he's been very minimal what he's actually done on the court, man. Do you think this guy's actually got a shot at getting drafted? Do we see a team try to draft him to parlay getting LeBron, or do we see the Lakers even just draft this guy?
So here's my thing. I think LeBron is only staying around just, I mean, he's still playing at a top level, don't get me wrong, but dude, everybody's body breaks down at a certain point. I just don't think LeBron's the type of guy that wants to stay around and watch his body break down and be less than himself. I do think somebody's going to take a risk and draft him just so they could possibly get LeBron. But dude, if you're talking about burning a first round pick on this dude, for what? I mean, maybe you get 2 years out of LeBron. I don't know, man. I think this is like, this has bad juju written all over it. Like, this has Michael on the Wizards bad written all over it. Like, some bad team is just going to draft him just in hopes that they can get LeBron to sell tickets and stuff. Like, I don't know. I just don't have a good feeling about this. I think he should stay in college. Like, he has a lot more to learn. And, dude, he just hasn't grown into his body yet. Like, I watched him play a couple times. He's just – he's still immature, man. He's still a kid. Like, he's not – unless you're one of, like, the top 20 college basketball players, like, I just – and even then, sometimes you're not ready to go. Like, playing against NBA talent is completely different than playing against college basketball talent. Like, just imagine going out there – playing against college basketball talent, and then you go to the NBA and you got to guard Giannis on a given night. I can't even imagine what the jump from college to NBA is like.
Was he a legit, like, top tier Division I player, or do you think he got the scholarship just because of his dad? I really don't follow it close enough to.
No. He was a big time high school kid. Like, his team was really good and he was really good, but I don't know, man. I feel like he went to USC just because it was near his home. And I feel like he should have went somewhere where he could have grown more. Like, dude, sometimes you just got to get out of the house. You know what I mean? Like,
mid-major.
When I was 18 years old, like, the first thing I wanted to do was get out of the house and prove to myself that I could do things on my own. Like, when you're still living at your parents' house when you're in college, I mean, sometimes that's not the best thing for you, dude. You just kind of got to get out there on your own and learn who you are.
You know, I'm right there with you, man. I left the house at 18 and never went back. Looking back, I'm like, dude, I should have milked that, like, free room and free food thing for a couple more years, man.
Nah. I would never take it back, dude. I love living on my own right away, man. It's just, I get what you're saying. It is different, but I don't know. You also went into the military, though, so you didn't have much of a choice. Like, I had a choice. I still lived in the same town as my parents, too, so I could just go get dinner on a Sunday night if I wanted.
Yeah, true.
Yours was a little bit different.
Do we get any other news from the sports world, man, before we move on to our 2024 previews?
I did see Giannis got hurt tonight. I don't know how bad it was, but his teammates had to pick him up and they carried him off the court. So, not good.
Ooh. Do we think it's just a basketball injury? You know, those guys are always the most dramatic when they get hurt.
Dude, Giannis is not that dude, though. Like, he gets hurt in a game and he just keeps playing. I find it hard to believe that Giannis would milk an injury, but, I mean, you never know. They are basketball players.
True. All right, let's get into our 2024 outlook. All right, dealer's choice, man. Do you want the Chargers or the Giants first?
Let's start off with the Giants because I feel like there's a lot more meat on the bone with the Chargers.
All right, let's go Giants. So they were 6-11 last year. They were 4-4 in one score game. So, you know, that was kind of a wash. It's hard to read anything on that. We do the one score games because usually if you see a team that was really, really good in one score games or really, really bad in one score games, that record's probably going to swing a little bit the next season. 30th in offense, man. One of the most abysmal offenses in the league, which is bad because they have one of the best, I think, offensive coaches in the league, or at least one of the best quarterback coaches in the league for a head coach. 21st on defense, so not much better, but it was at least, you know, at the bottom of the middle of the pack. Brian Daboll as coach. I'm still in on Brian Daboll as a head coach. I still got faith in him. How about you?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a good coach. I think the Giants' biggest problem was they committed to Danny Dimes when they shouldn't have.
Yeah, that was the next thing we're going to get to. Quarterback right now, last year it was a mix of Daniel Jones, Tyrod Taylor, and the passing Paizon, man. So what do you see it? What do you see at quarterback for 2024 for these guys? Do you think they're going to draft somebody, grab somebody at the scrap heap? I mean, I'm not opposed to giving Tyrod Taylor a full season as the unquestioned starter. I've always thought that dude has been way better than any opportunity he's gotten in the NFL.
As sad as it is, dude, I feel like they got to give Daniel Jones at least one more season. They paid him way too much money to not play him. Like, I think last year,
I mean, they had that fool's gold season in 2022, man, where he looked the part. They went in and won a playoff game on the road. Like, sometimes a season like that does more damage than good. You know, I think they were a legit good team that year, but they massively overachieved, you know? And I think they gave him all the money, which meant Saquon had to leave this offseason. It's just, yeah, I felt like that's for long term, that season really damaged them.
Yeah. they're not helping any quarterback either, dude. It's not like they're surrounding him with a ton of weapons. Like, his best weapon last year was Darren Waller, who can't even stay on the field. I mean, I don't know, man. This is a weird team. They have a good coach. They did get Brian Burns already in the offseason, so they got two good rush ends with him and Thibodeau. I don't know, man. I can't get a read on this team at all. Like, they have nobody for receivers. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't think it matters who the quarterback is, honestly.
Cupboard's kind of bare there for sure. Like, you start thinking, like, who are the marquee players, man? And you run out of names real quick for, like, people, the general NFL fans even going to know on that team.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. I think they're in trouble, honestly. Like, I mean, you could sit Daniel Jones and pay him $45 million and draft a quarterback. I mean, dude, seriously, what do you do at this point if you're them? Like, they're like in no man's land at this point.
They are, because they committed so much money to Daniel Jones. It's like they're at least a year away from being able to really make any significant move there. And dude, they had the playoff season there in 2022, but it feels like the Giants have been bad for a very long time.
Since Eli retired.
I mean, even before that, though, you know what I mean? Like, they had that year in 2016, it looked like they were going to kind of do the old recipe of, you know, catching fire at the end and just storming through the playoffs, and they went and got waxed by Green Bay. And I feel like they've almost been kind of just off the map since then.
It's pretty sad, man, to have two teams in New York and they both just be dog shit all the time outside of a couple year blips in there. It's just so weird. I don't get it, but yeah, I don't know where they go from here. They don't have a ton of cap space probably at this point. I mean, are you really going to give up like a lot of your draft stock to trade up for a quarterback? Because the quarterbacks are going to go early this year. I mean, maybe you take a shot on a guy in like the second or third round. I don't know, man. They're not in a good spot.
Yeah, agreed. So what's your overall outlook for them in 2024? I'm thinking they actually get worse than 6-11. I see them being in the mix for worst team in the league. Unless Daboll just coaches his ass off, I see them being in the mix for worst team in the league this season.
The biggest problem for them is, you got the Giants or the Eagles, the Cowboys, and you gotta assume the Commanders are going to be better next year. Like, what do they win? One or two games in the division next year? And then they'll have a second to last place schedule, so they're not going to play the strongest schedule ever. Yeah, dude, I think they're going to be worse too. I think I'm going to go 5-12.
I'll go 4-13. I'll go one worse, man. All right, you ready to head over to Harbaughville?
Let's do it.
All right, this is a team that I think's got a lot of reasons for optimism. So, got the Los Angeles Chargers, 16th on offense last year, straight up middle of the pack, 26th on defense, which is really kind of damning because they had supposedly a defensive genius as their head coach. Brought in Jim Harbaugh from Michigan to come in. They got Justin Herbert at quarterback. Went 5-12 last year, but they were 3-8 in one score games.
I think their head coach was their biggest problem. Herbert has not taken the step that I thought he would either, though, in the last 2 years. And they just stripped away all of his weapons. So I'm not really sure what to think of this team. I do think Harbaugh is going to change the culture there and not have that cloud hanging over the organization where, like, dude, if it's a close game, we're definitely losing. I mean, that's kind of what they're known for. Like, even going back all the way to Marty Schottenheimer, like, if it's going to be a close game, you're probably losing. So I don't know, man. I think there's reason for optimism, but dude, how the hell can you lose Keenan Allen and Mike Williams? And now your number one weapon is Quentin Johnson. Like, I don't know, man. They're going to have to hit on their draft picks, and they need to be going offense heavy is the problem.
Dude, to me, I feel like Herbert's a cyborg, dude. I think he's going to be – as long as you get him some NFL-level receivers out there, I don't think he needs the star wide receivers to do what he's got to do. I feel like he's been chained up with his offense coordinators and the overall coaching philosophy there, man, being so conservative. I think if they just let him go out there, I think we could see him have his best season ever. Harbaugh's gotten immediate results pretty much everywhere he's been. You know, that first year – with the – think about that first year with the 49ers, dude. He took Alex Smith, who has been, at best, just a middle-of-the-road quarterback before then, led them all the way to the NFC Championship, probably make the Super Bowl if they don't have a muffed punt return there in the closing minutes of the NFC Championship. I'm expecting big, big things out of this team this season.
Dude, I'm with you on everything you just said, but Greg Roman as your offensive coordinator doesn't give me the warm and fuzzies. I'm not going to lie to you, dude. Like,
he's been effective when he's been with Harbaugh, though. I think it's, you know, by himself, I agree, dude. He kind of, we saw what Lamar Jackson did when he finally got away from him, but I feel like Harbaugh is, he's the Belichick type coach. He's got a hand in everything. He's not Kyle Shanahan where he's not even touching the, you know, one side of the football, dude. I think he's Bill Belichick. I think he's going to have a heavy hand in the game plan for both sides of the ball. And I don't know. I'm a believer, man.
Do you think that the Chargers just offered Harbaugh so much money that he couldn't leave there? Because there was a rumor he was supposed to go meet with the Falcons that same day. And I find it, I mean, granted, the Falcons don't have a quarterback, but the rest of their roster, I feel like, is leaps and bounds better than the Chargers roster at this point.
If I'm him, he's been a West Coast guy.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather live in Los Angeles than Atlanta. The money, I'm sure, was a factor. And I think at the end of the day, dude, in the NFL, man, the hardest thing to do is finding a quarterback, and you're rolling the dice, dude, no matter what, you know. I mean, Kirk Cousins is solid, dude. Absolutely no shame in going out and getting Kirk Cousins, dude. He's a damn good quarterback, man. Really doesn't get his due. Me and you are both on record saying he's wildly underrated amongst NFL fans. But I think the hardest thing to do is to get a quarterback. And if you go to a team that's already got it, you know, you're kind of starting on second base, you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas the Falcons, you know, you got a nice team, but you're still starting at the batter's box, to keep the baseball analogy going.
Yeah.
You're not, if it wrong. Was Madden, I'd be starting my franchise with the Falcons. You're 100% right. But it's, you know, I think it was a little bit of real life mixed in there, right? Just like the actual, where do I want to live my life for the next few years? And then just Justin Herbert, man.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think I would, here's my other thing. I would much rather be in the AFC or the NFC South than I would the AFC West.
Yeah, I would expand that out to just the overall NFC, man. The path to the Super Bowl is much easier in the NFC than it is the AFC, dude, because you're still going to have to get through, you know, you got Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, probably the three Joe best Burrow. Quarterbacks in the league. Yeah, you got a resurgent Joe Burrow. You know, I picked the Bengals for my Super Bowl pick this year. Like, you got some heavyweights, man, and I just feel like the NFC, dude, you got a lot better chance to hit something like, you know, Dak Prescott than Jared Goff and, you know, Kirk Cousins and on your playoff run. And just, they're way infinitely more defeatable, if that's even a word, dude. I just think you got a much safer pass. That's a very good point, man. But I don't know. He's betting on himself. And like you said, it could have come down to money. I can't imagine anybody's outbidding Arthur Blank. He's definitely one of the richer owners in the league. But, you know, they got some serious money rolling in there in Los Angeles now with that new stadium.
Yeah, and not to take everything off the Chargers, because I'm not saying that they won't be good. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just weird, like, the way they're constructing their roster already. And maybe they have a plan for how this is all going to work. I don't know, but it's just, I don't know, man. I think if you're leaving, well, I think he was leaving Michigan no matter what. I think that was
Pete Carroll-esque, dude. Like, yeah. Let me get the hell out of town before I start, you know, before all the shit comes down.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, that was pretty obvious he was leaving. It's just, I don't know, man. It's so weird to me. It's just, when you have that much college success, it's just, and granted, he's already been a successful NFL coach too. It's just, I don't know, man. He was so good in college. It's just weird, dude.
He's got to match his brother, dude. It's got to suck every Thanksgiving going to Thanksgiving dinner, and did you? You know, everybody's talking about their accomplishments, dude. And your little brother's a Super Bowl champ, and you're not.
Yeah, you're not wrong there, but I don't think Chargers is the place to go if you're going to get a Super Bowl. I mean, Herbert's a good quarterback, but AFC is like walking the gauntlet every week, like. When you get to the playoffs, you're literally walking the gauntlet every week.
Yeah, I mean, you got most likely, you know, the Steelers were an outlier last year for the most part. Like, the weakest quarterback you're going to face is like a Tua. You know what I mean? That's like the best case scenario for your draw in the AFC playoffs. So let's go to Outlook, man. I think there's a realistic shot these guys could win the division, man. If the, you know, the Chiefs fucked around for most of the regular season last year, they were lucky that there was just, you know, the only real contender that they had to kind of push them was the Broncos. And they were too busy worrying about how they were going to get rid of their starting quarterback all year to really, really compete. I think there's a world in which we see the Chiefs again, you know, basically doing the old Lakers thing, just saving it all for the playoffs. I think we could see that where they fuck around and end up losing the division, man, and the Chargers win the AFC West. I don't see them going. I could see them going one and done, or maybe just winning one playoff game. But I do think it's in the cards that they could potentially steal the division from the Chiefs.
Dude, I think it takes 12 wins to win that division, and I just don't think the Chargers are going to be that good next year. I mean, maybe they surprise everybody, but I don't think they're going to win that many games. Like, dude, I think the ceiling for this team is 9 wins. I mean, and I'm not saying that doesn't get you to the playoffs. I'm just saying I don't think they get anywhere close to 12.
See, I don't know. I feel like they're going to be able to – I think the Raiders are going to take a step back, man. I think that's a – usually when you see the guys, the interim coach get the full-time job, like, you know, guys like Dan Campbell are like the exception on stuff like that. It typically doesn't work out, man. I could see the Raiders crashing back, and I could see the Broncos just being a train wreck this season. So that's 4 wins right there. I don't know, man. I think I see these guys being around 10 or maybe 11. I guess I agree. They probably won't get to 12, but I do think they got a shot to push the Chiefs to the division and make a semi-decent playoff run.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Like, I mean, it's tough to make these projections now because we haven't seen the draft or the rest of the offseason. Like, there's still things that could happen. I just, with the roster as it's constructed now, I don't feel like there's anything more than 9 wins out of this team, honestly. And dude, we've never seen Justin Herbert play in like a meaningful game either in the NFL. So I don't know.
Well, we saw the one playoff game he played, you know, they blew a 24-0 lead or whatever it was.
How could I forget? that?
All right. We do have one question this week, man. When you fire up NCAA football 2025, what team are you starting your dynasty with?
I mean, come on, dude. Like, we're really questioning this. It's Nebraska. Like, I'm gonna make Nebraska great again.
I like to take a lower tier team and build them up. But I don't know where. I feel like Nebraska is still like a fringe top 25 team, man.
Dude, we haven't been to a bowl game in 9 years or 8 years. Like,
yeah, okay.
Nebraska has not been good in a while, man. Like,
I'm hanging on to the nostalgia.
Yeah, this is not mid 90s Nebraska, man. Like, they're not great. And also, we haven't had a college football game in 11 years. And you think I'm starting with anybody but Nebraska? Like, there's no way I'm starting with anybody but Nebraska.
I think you need to put your own storyline to it and like create your coach as like Tom Osborne III and just reinstall like the triple option, dude, and just bring it back in modern football, dude, running like the wishbone and shit, dude. It'd be like Tommy Frazier and Lawrence Phillips out there, man.
Rest in peace.
I'm probably going to go with Vandy, dude. Vandy's usually my go-to because they're in the SEC, so they're still kind of big time. They got really like swagged out jerseys with the black and gold, but they suck. You know, I got to have a challenge on these games, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, look at the challenge I'm taking on. The Big Ten just expanded. They got Oregon, Washington, USC, and UCLA coming in this year. Like,
Nebraska needs to go back to the Big 12 where they belong, man. What's your thoughts on that, dude? Are you just all in on the prestige of being in the Big Ten at this point?
The problem is, dude, now that the conference expansion is gone, like, if you ain't in the Big Ten or the SEC, you ain't guaranteed anything. So you have to be in one of those two conferences. Like, the Big 12 is going to be a freaking joke next year.
It's going to be like what the Big East ended up turning into.
Yeah.
I'm all in favor, dude. I'm really just trying to like will it into existence to get rid of the current structure and just have, I'm thinking 40 is the number, dude, a 40 team super conference that basically operates as its own league in college football.
I mean, I think we're going to definitely get 2 super conferences. I just mentioned the Big Ten and the SEC. I feel like that's the way we're moving. Maybe 24 team, is in the Big Ten and 24 in the SEC.
That would work. 48 be cool. What I'd love to see is European soccer style, dude. You have like relegation, right? Like do four divisions and the bottom four team in each division each year gets dropped down, dude. And then four teams get called up.
You got
probably too much money involved. I don't think any teams would ever agree to be a part of that. But
that would be cool. Sick, dude. Could you imagine the top four teams in the Big 12 playing the bottom four teams in the Big 10 at the end of the year to see who's going to be in the Big 10 next year? That'd be fucking awesome.
I'd make it more exciting than that, dude. So, you know, you got your top 12 teams making the playoffs, right? I think you have the bottom two teams play it off. You could have the relegation bowls, dude. You have four games where losers booted from the freaking conference, man. Imagine how much fun that'd be. You've had like a shitty letdown season, but when it comes right down to it, it ended up with you and your rival at the bottom of the standings. And now you get a chance to send them packing out of the conference for a couple years, man. That would be fucking lit.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be crazy. But I feel like we're far away from that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be fun, man. I can't wait to get it. I will say, dude, I am very, very nervous. The scarce amount of info, screenshots, videos we've seen makes me very, very nervous, because in my history of watching video games, usually if people got something they're proud of, they're going to be showing it off early and loudly, you know?
Yeah, I guess I'm not as nervous, because I just feel like we're too far down the line already. Like, this thing's dropping in 3 months. Like,
I'm with you, dude. And if it's Madden with, you know, if it's a reskinned version of Madden, I'll accept it, dude. I'm fine with that.
I mean, dude, it's already for pre-sale in all the stores and stuff. So I don't know. I think it's coming out no matter what.
It's definitely coming out. I just worry about what it's going to be, dude. I'm wondering if it really is just because, you know, it used to be two different teams that made the games. And a lot of times the reason NCAA was so beloved just as a video game, aside from how much people love college football, is that it was a little bit more experimental. They would try some different gameplay features and stuff in NCAA and then bring them over to Madden the next year. A lot of times NCAA was a year ahead on the gameplay innovation than Madden, just because they would experiment with stuff and then decide if it worked or not. So I don't know, dude. Games are so expensive to make nowadays that I don't think it's going to be two completely separate teams making these. But
no, probably not. We'll see, man. It's still going to be awesome, though, dude. I mean, you're still playing with college teams, so.
Dude, I'm sitting there staring at my PlayStation 2 right now with NCAA 2004 with Carson Palmer sitting on top of it. So that's still been my go-to college football game all these years. So I'm due for an upgrade for sure, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate all the support. Jordan, hit us with some closing thoughts. We'll get out of here.
Man, I'm excited. We're starting to hit a little bit of the excitement for the NFL, because we've got the draft in 2 weeks, then you got the schedule release shortly after that. I don't know if anybody's been watching the UFL, but that's been good football so far. So, yeah, man, we'll be back in season before you know it. Just be patient and just enjoy the off season. Enjoy your summer, and yeah, we'll talk to you guys in a couple of weeks.
About it.